Hare Krishna. So we are very much privileged that we have with us His Holiness Bhakti Brihat Bhagavat Swami Maharaj. Yes. So Maharaj has asked me that Maharaj's introduction is quite long, but he allowed me to speak only two lines. So Maharaj, with permission of Maharaj, I will be speaking just two lines of Maharaj. Maharaj is very senior sannyasi in our movement, and he has been in movement for 40 years. And he is teaching and preaching all over the world. So we are grateful, Maharaj, that you have come here. Thank you very much.
Okay, this one. Okay. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Ahare Radha Madhava Kunjabi Ahare Jaya Madhava Kunjabi Ahare Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadha Tahare Chaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivadha Tahare Yasoda Nandana Praja Chanaran Chana Praja Chanaran Yasoda Nandana Praja Chanaran Chana Yamuna Tira Vana Chahari Yamuna Tira Vana Chahari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Ahare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Ahare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada. Thus that to her Sri Srimad's divine grace shall abide Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON founder, PBT founder, Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakuti Vaishnava Vrind Ki Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Vyasadev Ki Guru Parampara Ki Bhakti Vedanta Purports Ki Natai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. So this morning's program will be in three parts. We will discuss from Srimad Bhagavatam, first part. Second part, we'll take some questions and some comments. And the third part, we will discuss this particular book, I'll Build Your Temple, the Juhu Story. By His Holiness Kairat Swami. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, The Passing Away of Bhishmadev, Text 37. Swanigamam appa ayamat pratigyam. Ritam adhikatam avapluto ratastaha. Ritarata charano biayach chalad gur. Harihi vahantam ibam gatotariyam. Hare Krishna, Ritam, factual. Adhi, more. Kartam, for doing it. Excuse me. Avaplutaha. Avaplutaha. Getting down. Rata staha. From the chariot. Drita. Taking up. Rata. Chariot. Charana. Wheel. Abhyayat. Went hurriedly. Chalangu, trampling the earth. Hari, lion. Iva, like. Hantum, to kill. Ibam, elephant. Gata, leaving aside. Utariya, covering cloth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. And the translation. Bhishma Dev is speaking. Fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise, he got down from the chariot, took up its wheel, and ran towards me hurriedly, just as a lion goes to kill an elephant. He even dropped his outer garment on the way. And the purport. The battle of Kurukshetra was fought on military principles, but at the same time in a sporting spirit, like a friend's fight with another friend. Duryodhan criticized Bhishmadev, alleging that he was reluctant to kill Arjuna because of paternal affection. A Kshatriya cannot tolerate insults on the principle of fighting. Bhishma Dev therefore promised that the next day he would kill all five Pandavas with special weapons made for the purpose. Duryodhana was satisfied and he kept the arrows with him to be delivered the next day during the fight. By tricks, Arjuna took the arrows from Duryodhana, and Bhishma Dev could understand that this was the trick of Lord Krishna. So he took a vow that the next day Krishna would have to take up weapons himself, otherwise his friend Arjuna would die. In the next day's fighting, Bhishma Dev fought so violently that both Arjuna and Krishna were in trouble. Arjuna was almost defeated. The situation was so tense that he was about to be killed by Bhishma Dev the very next moment. At that time, Lord Krishna wanted to please his devotee Bhishma by keeping Bhishma's promise, which was more important than his own. Seemingly, he broke his own promise. He promised before the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra that he would remain without weapons and would not use his strength for either of the parties. But to protect Arjuna, he got down from the chariot, took up the wheel of a chariot, and hurriedly rushed at Bhishma Dev in an angry mood, as a lion goes to kill an elephant. He dropped his covering cloth on the way, and out of great anger, he did not know that he had dropped it. Bhishma Dev at once gave up his weapons and stood to be killed by Krishna, his beloved Lord. The fighting of the day was thus ended at that very moment, and Arjuna was saved. Of course, there was no possibility of Arjuna's death because the Lord himself was on the chariot. But because Bhishma Dev wanted to see Lord Krishna take up some weapon to save his friend, the Lord created this situation, making Arjuna's death imminent. He stood before Bhishma Dev to show him that his promise was fulfilled and that he had taken up the wheel. Mama jnana atimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam tadati svapadantikam vanchakalpa tadubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanabhyo vaishnavabhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada commented on this particular feature of this Srimad Bhagavatam in relation to Bhishma Dev. But he sort of commented about himself more than anything else. in New York in 1969, February, at least April 17th, 1969. He mentions that this is my personal experience. In the beginning, when my Guru Maharaj ordered me, I thought I shall first become a very rich man. Then I shall preach. And then Srila Prabhupada laughs at himself. Didn't work out. And Srila Prabhupada said that he was doing very well in business. He had a good name and he was very satisfied. And then he said, Krishna is very tricky. Krishna, Prabhupada uses like a sort of English, Krishna broke everything. And he obligated me to take sannyas. So that is Hari. And then Srila Prabhupada chuckles and he says to his audience, and the Swami came here with no money. And now he is very opulent. And this is 1969. And he said, some of them are criticizing me that this Swami came here with no money and is very opulent. I left my home, my children, and everything. I came here as a pauper just with $7. There's no money. And now I've got big properties, hundreds of children, and at some other place, Srila Prabhupada commented, without the help of a wife. And he says, they are such nice children. They are thinking of me. Yeah. And they do everything for me. Such nice children. His disciples. But Srila Prabhupada said, in the very beginning, I took it as very, very bitter. That I lost everything. So now I understand that this is a Krishna's favor on me. And then Srila Prabhupada also says that when he was publishing his Bhakti Godhead in Delhi, before he could go to the West, as practically a vanaprastha at that time, one day a bull, came with his horns and thrashed him to the ground, and he fell on the footpath and he got severely injured like that. And Prabhupada said, and I was alone. Nobody helped me. And I was thinking, what is this? And he said, those were very, very difficult days of tribulations. But now I understand it was all meant for good. And then he tells his disciples, don't be afraid of any tribulations. He said, so you all should go forward. Why? Krishna will give you protection. That is Krishna's promise in the Bhagavad Gita. What's that verse? Prabhupada quotes it. Yes, Prabhu? No, be behind you. Give him microphone.
Name Bhakta Pranashyati.
Before that, Kunteya.
Kunteya Pratijanihi, Name Bhakta Pranashyati.
What it means?
Please know, my dear Arjun, O son of Kunti, that my devotee never perishes.
Yeah, but you are saying Krishna is saying it. What does Krishna tell Arjuna?
Krishna tell Arjuna that please proclaim to everyone,
yes,
that my devotee never perishes.
What's your name?
Madhavendra Puridas.
Huh?
Madhavendra Puridas.
He got Shira Chor. You steal sweet rice too? You can steal Mahaprasad. Once it's in your stomach, what can they do? And give the microphone to this devotee. He also wanted to say something. And this one here, next. He was saying the verse. What's your name?
Sharad.
Sharad Purnima.
Just wanted to complete the verse in the beginning. Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma. That's it.
So say the whole verse.
Shashvat Shantim Nigachati Kaunteya Pratijanehi Name Bhaktya Pranashati.
So Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. Sharad, what is Krishna saying to Arjuna?
That the same thing that, you know, please proclaim to the whole world that my devotee never perishes.
But why is Krishna telling Arjuna to say it? Any of the Matajis, Vaishnavis, girls, the must, don't put hand like this, you know. Yeah, microphone there. Everyone, while the microphone goes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. What's your nice name, Mataji? Radhikesh, I think. Anishis.
Hello.
Give him the microphone back. Give him the microphone back. What is hello?
Hello. Haribol.
What is Haribol? Haribol means you are instructing everyone chant the name of Hari.
Yeah.
Hare. No.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hari Bol. Hari means, Hari Bol means, Bol means chant the name of Hari. Say Hari Bol again.
Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
You must leave that Allah law away somewhere. Mataji.
My name is Radhikeshwari Dasi.
Radhikeshwari Mataji for me. So why is Krishna telling Arjuna, you declare it, not me?
Because Krishna's promise may fail. But when a devotee promises, Krishna keeps that promise.
Nice. Let's chant for her. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nice. Because Krishna promises, but he breaks his promise. But he can do it because he is the absolute person. So Krishna can say something and he can say, I didn't say that. Yes, he can do that. Because he's absolute. He can do whatever he wants, with whomever he wants, however he wants, and whenever he wants. That makes him absolute. Yes. Srila Prabhupada uses a very heavy word about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna violates his own promise. Because he's the supreme, so that he can protect the promises of his devotees, both Bhishma Dev and Arjuna. He can protect the promise. He violates. Violates is a very heavy word, you know? Yes. So way back in 1966 in New York, Srila Prabhupada says, Pratijanihi. My dear Arjuna, you can declare this to the world. You declare. Why Krishna is not declaring? Krishna is declaring through his devotee, because Krishna has the promise that I shall protect my devotee. He will break his own promise to protect his devotees. So in this instance here, in this purport, Bhishma took a vow because he felt insulted by Duryodhana that I will kill all 5 Pandavas the next day. Angry with these 5 arrows. But Duryodhana had doubt. Maybe Bhishma is just speaking, you know, words, politics, and just speaks. Vachanam abravit. And I just speak like a politician. Vachanam abravit. So Duryodhana did not believe Bhishma. And Bhishma said, "You don't believe me?" Duryodhana said, "No, not like that. Just give me those 5 arrows." So by Duryodhana asking Bhishma the 5 arrows that are meant to kill the Pandavas the next day, Bhishma lost faith in Duryodhana. He said, "Okay, take the arrows." Because he felt that if something happens in the night, if Arjuna comes to Bhishma Dev or Krishna comes, Bhishma may give the arrows to them. So Duryodhana said, "You give me." So Duryodhana is a bit of an elder to Arjuna. He's a little elder to Arjuna, but younger to Yudhisthira Maharaj. So Krishna is aware of this. And Bhishma, you know, he is feeling, "Krishna, you do something." He's feeling that. He's feeling, because he has affection for the Pandavas. He's feeling. When in Bhishma's feeling for the affection for the Pandavas and for Krishna, so Krishna is antaryami. You know, he knows in the heart what's going on for everyone. So Krishna tells Arjuna, "You go to see Duryodhana." Because in the night they are like family, you know. They follow the Kshatriya codes. In the day they fight, in the evening they eat together. Yeah. So Arjuna came in the evening to see Duryodhana. So Duryodhana said, "Look, why we have to fight? I can end this fight now. Why have you come?" So Arjuna said, "I don't want the fight to end. But since you came to my camp," Duryodhana said, "ask for something." So Arjuna said, "It's etiquette that if I ask for something, will you give it to me?" Duryodhana said, "Yes. Anything you ask for, I will give you. But I am telling you, I can end this fight now." Prabhupada says like that. Arjuna said, "No, we don't want to end the fight." So Duryodhana said, "What?" He said, "Can you bless me to win the fight?" Because he is elder. Duryodhana thought for a moment. And he said, "I must bless him to win the fight so that I lose." You know? It's politics, you know, like that. He said, "Okay, I cannot bless you to win the fight, but tell me what do you want so that it's your desire, if I fulfill it, that you may win the fight." He said, "Okay, give me those 5 arrows." And Duryodhana promised that whatever you want, I'll give you. And Duryodhana humbly gave those 5 arrows. So Bhishma knows this. Bhishma knows this in his consciousness. And Bhishma in his consciousness is feeling, Prabhupada says, "See, this Krishna is very cunning, very Yeah. But this cunningness is absolute. Cunningness in the material world is different. It's absolute. Very cunning. Prabhupada says like. Now this particular verse in purport, in another lecture Prabhupada says in Los Angeles in 1973, that because Bhishma was affected, was affectionate to the Pandavas, even if he took a vow to kill them, he wouldn't be able to. How can you kill someone that you have affection for? So Bhishma's words to Duryodhana was not true. Was not true. So therefore it is important to note, and in the next purport you'll read in the next verse tomorrow, the next day. Tomorrow Srila Prabhupada gives class, right? The next day. That Bhishma brought pleasure to Krishna by being on the opposite side. More pleasure than Yudhisthira gave him. Was on Krishna's side. I mean, Krishna was on Yudhisthira's side. Like that. So because Bhishma there was very affectionate to the Pandavas, Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna wanted to bring the Pandavas to Bhishmadev when he was lying on the bed of arrows, right, in this particular chapter, to Bhishmadev. Krishna wanted to bring the Pandavas to Bhishmadev because Krishna wanted the Pandavas, especially Maharaj Yudhisthira, to hear from Bhishmadev. And then Srila Prabhupada said that even if somebody becomes a prime minister or president, they shouldn't be jumping over everyone like a monkey and say, "Now I am the Lord." So before Yudhisthira could take the position of the king or the emperor, Yudhisthira felt he needed to be guided. He needed to be guided. And therefore, Krishna took Yudhisthira Maharaj and the Pandavas to Bhishma on the bed of arrows. So Bhishma, in the form of his Mahajan consciousness, could instruct them of how to properly rule as a king or an emperor. It was Krishna's arrangement. Why? Because you can only impart what's in your heart to someone you have affection for. Bhishma could easily have spoken to Duryodhana and say, "You know, do like this, do like that, do like that." He didn't do that. He wanted Duryodhana and company to lose. See? So therefore Prabhupada says like that. And Prabhupada quotes, "Evam parampara praptam imam rajasayu vidu." So that the executive head of a state must be a Raja Rishi. Not just a Raj. Not just an opulent king enjoying sense gratification. It must be a Raja and a Rishi. So the point is that Krishna brought the Pandavas headed by Maharaj Yudhisthira to hear from Bhishmadev so that they cannot just be kings. They have to be saintly kings. Raja, Rishi. So Prabhupada quotes like that from the Bhagavad Gita. And that verse was spoken on the battlefield before the war. So one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, which Prabhupada says at the beginning of the purport, that I don't understand this thing. Like that. I don't understand how is it that Bhishma Dev is like a so-called enemy and is shooting arrows at Krishna and Arjuna. I don't understand this. And he's a devotee. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada beautifully says in a lecture in Mayapur, Prabhupada says, this is also affection. And then Prabhupada says, love between devotees. Just like in sporting. Just like you want to see your friend defeated. But that does not mean you are enemy. In sporting, there's fight and one party is defeated, but it does not mean they are enemies. It's just fighting. Like two friends will fight and one will be defeated, but they are friends, they are not enemies. So Prabhupada told that to the devotees and asked them that lecture in Mayapur. Okay, so now we'll take some comments and questions from the audience before we get to the third part, the second part. Anyone likes to ask any question or make a comment? Even the Matajis or Vaishnavis, girls can ask. Prabhus are welcome to. Anyone? Oh. Sharad, you have your head down and you're smiling. What's in the thoughts? Microphone to Sharad. Someone has to start, then others will be encouraged.
So you just wanted to ask.
Oh, you wanted to ask.
Is there any other instance where Krishna breaks his promise?
All the time. You know, Krishna is such a transcendental rascal. All the time. So these gopis of Vrindavan, you know, they say, Na paraya aham. There's a verse like that. Yeah. So one time, Krishna and the gopis were with Krishna. Like that. And they say, Krishna, we heard you are a philosopher. Said, okay. Because there's rasa and tattva. Right? But the gopis only know rasa. They don't know tattva. And even if you tell them about rasa, tattva, they say, what is he talking about? We only know we play with Krishna. There's no tattva to that. So the gopi said, we heard from Garga Muni, you know, Gargacharya, that you were speaking philosophy somewhere else. Krishna said, ah, that's not me. I'm a coward boy. Now we heard you went to Kurukshetra. We came there once also. So what did you hear? Now we heard you said, Yeyata mam prapadyante stamta chayeva pajami aham. That as anyone surrenders to you, you reward them accordingly. So Krishna says, how is that? Because when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, he's not Shyama Sundar, he is Vasudev Krishna. Then Krishna said, I also heard like that. So the gopis became confused. We are saying that you said this, and why are you saying I also heard like that? Krishna says, it's true. I also heard like that. You know, that may be like Narayan or something. No. You said it. Yeah. Krishna said, okay, go on. You said, yayata mam prapajante tamta chayeva pajamiham. That as people surrender unto you, you reward them accordingly. But you cannot fulfill your promise with that verse. Who are we to you? We are fully surrendered to you. You have to eat your own words. You said that as people surrender to you, you reward them accordingly. We are fully surrendered to you, but you hopelessly cannot reciprocate with us. So how can you say such things? Krishna says, yes, I break my promise. Because that's a promise too. You know. If you, as you said, I reward you. But you cannot reward us. You're actually quite hopeless. And Krishna gets a little angry, but inside he is enjoying. How can you say like that? Don't you know what is dharma? Yes, we know what is dharma. You are full of adharma. We are with you now. You play your flute. We have to leave our husbands. We have to leave our children and come to you. Is that dharma? But I told you it's in the dead of night. And you come at Vamsi Vat. I told you there may be wild animals and so forth. Under my protection, you please go back home. Now you're speaking dharma. You played your flute, we came. And you're saying now we have to follow dharma. It all happened in that place, Vamsi Vat. So Krishna hopelessly fails to reciprocate with his devotees, especially the Vrajabasis, the residents of Vrajmandala. Sure. Is that okay? Next comment or question? Yes, Prabhu, what's your name?
My name is Deepak Kumar Nayak.
And what Gotra? He said Deepak Kumar Nayak and then... Okay, Deepak, tell us your question.
Maharaj, in Varna, four Varna, one person can be one Varna. But saintly king means he is Kshatriya as well as Brahmana. How is it possible simultaneously both Varna? Brahmana as well as Kshatriya.
Deepak, you know what's a Rasagulla? Deepak? You've tasted? Yes. Only Brahmanas eat Rasagulla?
No.
No. Even children, right?
Yes, Maharaj.
Eat Rasagulla. Is a child Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra? Child.
Any
Deepak, have I answered your question? See, others in the audience, you know, I can't tell Maharaj, I don't understand. I have to say, I'm learned and I digested it. Deepak, is that Rasagulla still digesting? So this Varnashram Dharma and this Daivi, he... Daivi hi Varnashram Dharma. So Daivi Varnashram Dharma means Rasagulla is good for everyone. But Varnashram Dharma is the caste system. It's not good for everyone. How can you say Rasagulla is not good for everyone? Because it's Daivi hi. It is Daivi. Deepak, have I answered your question?
I can't understand.
Deepak, how many rounds of japa you chant?
16 rounds.
For how long now?
2 years.
Nice. Continue to chant for next 2 years. That Rasagulla will digest.
Thank you, madam.
Yes. Oh, you must be Brahmana, you must be Vaishya, you must be Kshatriya, you must be Sudra. I won't get my daughter married to him. Caste system. Because he's a Vaishya, we are Brahmanas. Why should I marry my daughter to him? First, you are a devotee. First, you are a. Then you may be one of those natures. Otherwise, you may commit some offense to the Siddhanta of being a Vaishnava. Therefore, Rasagula is good for everyone. You have Rasagula here in the temple? Where? Downstairs? Deepak, how many Rasagula you like today? You want to eat? Huh? How many? Yeah. One for Brahmana, one for Kshatriya, one for Sudra. Four at least, right? And 4 times 4 is 16. Stand up. His name is Tarun Gauranga. So he said that there's Rasagula downstairs. He just told me now. You told me, right? Deepa, you got darshan of him? You make sure you see him after the class. He'll give you how many Rasagulas? 16. You eat 4, and the other 12 is for your family members and extended family members. You got 16 there? Huh? Yes. It's good. Sometimes they say like that, you know, great. You know. Deepak, okay? Then after 2 years of chanting more than 16 rounds, you can ask me the question again. See, immediately when we ask a question, we want to discriminate, you know, we want to be prejudiced. The question is one of being prejudiced. Deepak, you don't understand what prejudice means, right? Just eat Rasagula. That's okay. Next question. Somebody have... Oh, okay. Very well. The way he hasn't shot up, I thought he'd left his body. I know him. You're a Balya, huh? Young. What's your age? 18 years. He's 18 years young. What's your age?
18 years old.
18 years young.
Young. Right.
Right. Right. Tell everyone your nice name.
My name is Ajay Munde.
You're also giving Gotra.
Ajay.
Ajay.
Yes.
Okay, Ajay, tell us your question.
Maharaj, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Once you surrender unto me, I'll take care of you.
Yes.
But how to bring that surrender from within?
No. When you surrender to Krishna, Krishna will make you surrender more to Him. You know how He does it?
Now, we want...
Repeat the verse you quoted.
Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papabhyo.
Aham tvam sarva pap. Sarva papabhyo. Mukshayasya bhimasucha. You cannot free yourself. You cannot free. Mukshayasya me. Krishna can free you once you say, Krishna, I am yours. And then Krishna will say, yes, you are mine. I will sort you out. And this is what Krishna does. Why are you holding microphones too? Put it down. Yeah. So when Krishna says that, you know, moksha yasa mimasacha, do not fear, do not worry. See? But Krishna makes you fearful of Him, not anyone else. Sava Dharman Parichay. Mamekam Saranam Vraja. You want to surrender to Krishna? Not on your terms. Not on? You must surrender to Krishna on Krishna's terms. See? That's what Krishna is meaning. Now you're afraid to surrender? No. You already did it right now. Okay? So Krishna, what he does a very nice thing. He takes all your sinful reactions that you're meant to suffer and he deposits it in your account. And the moment you're thinking, you know, it's too much to surrender, so Krishna takes some of that reaction, you know, you're meant to suffer, and he administers to you directly. And you suffer. But it's only a token. You're meant to suffer 100%, he gives you 5%. And when you suffer, you run back to Krishna. See? That's what Krishna does. That's moksha yasya, me. I will free you. Masacha, do not fear, do not worry. That's Krishna's mind. That is not the law of karma, of action and reaction. That is Krishna kripa. Krishna, special mercy. Ajay, is that okay?
Absolutely, Maharaj.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Krishna is most merciful. But sometimes Krishna does not do it directly also. He does it through his devotees. You know, he administers that through his devotees. It's just like when you go for prasad and they serving, you know, paneer, sabji. So when you come, the devotee is serving the paneer sabji and he's counting, you know, paneer 1, paneer 2, paneer 3. Right? And then you go past. Then his friend comes. And you go, Hare, he's just putting so much, but like 20 paneer in his plate. What is this? So Krishna is, through that devotee's consciousness, is telling you 3 is enough, paneer pieces is enough for you. For him, he can take 20. And you think, what is this? You're lucky you got 3 at that time. At that time, he was not meant to get anything. Getting it? So that's Krishna's way through the devotees. Ajay, okay. You also chant 16 rounds daily?
Yes, Maharaj.
Nice. Thank you very much. One more comment or question from the Matajis or Vaishnavis. Anyone? Or any words of wisdom or comments? Okay, one more from the Prabhus. The Matajis don't have anything, or the girls. Anyone? Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This book is non-different from the Mahabharata. I'll build you a temple, the Juhu story. It is an ISKCON Mahabharata, according to His Holiness Radhanath Swami. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami wrote the foreword, I'll read. He says, I'll build you a temple transports us into one of the great events of our time. Giriraj Swami gives us personal witness into the life of Srila Prabhupada at a time when Prabhupada faced insurmountable odds at every step. The story reveals Prabhupada's unwavering faith, indomitable courage, and profound humility. I'll Build You a Temple is a contemporary narration that shares the emotions, excitements, and message of sacred texts such as the Ramayana, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, whose conclusive teachings are revealed through the lives of great souls such as Srila Prabhupada, who battle and ultimately vanquish powerful enemies against seemingly insurmountable odds. Srila Prabhupada said that his project in Bombay was his heart. Radhanath Swami. Now from Gopal Krishna Goswami. Srila Prabhupada spent more time in Bombay, 554 days, than in any other city in the world. And that indicates the significance of the Juhu project and of this book. I'll Build You a Temple, Giriraj Maharaj has translated his long years of commendable involvement in the leadership of ISKCON Jew, as well as his intense desire to serve Srila Prabhupada's instruction to him, to write into a riveting, thoughtful and inspiring book. I welcome you all to take a dip in the nectarine pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari in Jew, which glorifies their pure devotee Srila Prabhupada. Gopal Krishna Goswami. So now I'll read something from this book that makes it an intriguing Mahabharata. This book discusses any question you want to ask from Srila Prabhupada, whether it's dealing with politicians, whether it's life memberships, whether it's building temples, or whether fighting amongst devotees itself. So I'll read. Now, there's a history behind this that I'll read. Where were we? I should have a marker here. Okay. So, it was difficult to get the land. You know, Jew property. And Prabhupada said in the back of the book also, it was a good fight. Someone should write a book about it. It is worth writing. History. Prabhupada said. Okay. So the land was belonging to a Mr. Nair. And His Holiness Giriraj Swami writes, and he was the president of the project. One day in early May, Mr. Nair came in his car to take me to meet our solicitor, K.M. Divanji. That means our lawyer, ISKCON lawyer. He was in the back seat on the right. I ended up in the middle, and he had arranged for a woman to sit next to me on my left. I didn't really want to sit next to a woman, but I was so intimidated by the whole situation. I was new, and Nair was a big man in Bombay, as well as the owner of the land, that I just went along with it. Soon after I got in, however, the woman put her hand on my leg, then my upper leg, making a way higher. I didn't know what was going on, but I was 24 years old. And my mind and senses were in a tizzy. I thought I might just give in. But then I considered that when news of the incident got out, our position as a movement would be weakened and Srila Prabhupada's mission would be compromised. Because he's the president. I thought, I can't hurt Srila Prabhupada like this. So even though for myself I was ready to throw caution to the wind, for the sake of Srila Prabhupada, I couldn't. Then I realized how powerful Prabhupada's mercy was, that I actually loved him more than I loved myself, because I was ready to do something that would hurt me personally, but wasn't prepared to do something that would hurt him. Srila Prabhupada invested so much trust and love in us, his young disciples, and gave us so much responsibility that he wanted to rise to the occasion and not disappoint him. Then there's a note. Later I found out that the woman was a well-known prostitute in Juhu, and thereafter I was careful to stay away from her, though she sometimes came to Jew land looking for me. Mahabharata. Now this Divanji, our lawyer. At the solicitor's office, I was surprised to see how friendly Naya and Divanji were with each other. You know what that means. After all, I was Divanji's client, not Naya. Then Divanji advised me to pay more money to Naya, which at that stage was not required. And timid or simple as I was, I paid an additional 7,500 rupees. When I informed Srila Prabhupada about the payment, he wrote, "What is the 7,500 paid to Mr. Naya? On what account that is paid?" Srila Prabhupada was angry. So, I can read more, but this Divanji was in cahoots with our lawyer who was working for Naya. Nice, huh? That's Mahabharata. Then I'll tell you a personal experience for this Holiness Kirat in relation to the book. In the early 90s, as a brahmachari then, I went to serve His Holiness Kirat Swami in California. So we were both staying together, and I was his personal servant and doing everything else also. So we were staying in a place called maybe Ventura, near a place called Laguna Beach. This is on the west coast in California. So Laguna Beach is a small city, big town, between Los Angeles and San Diego. So Girat Swami wanted a time to himself to focus on the book. Focus on the book. So I was wondering, he never kept a diary. He never kept a diary. So last year sometime, there was a Zoom program with His Holiness Girat Swami with the devotees from Pune. So Revati Pati Prabhu, you may know him, some of you, was one of the leaders there, with Radhe Shyam Prabhu, was hosting the program. So at that program, they asked the question about this happened, about this prostitute with Mr. Naya. Tried to bring him down so that they get a bad name and he gets the land back. Okay? So he was explaining that a little bit more there during that Zoom meeting. It's recorded. So Revati Pati Prabhu asked His Holiness Girat Swami a question. And he said, "You know, you never kept a diary. How did you write this book?" So Girat Swami replied, His Holiness Girat Swami replied, "Maybe I have good memory. So I was on that Zoom call. So I text, you know, you must write this question, you know, right there." So I wrote to Revati Pati. I said, "No, I want to speak." So he put me first on the list amongst other like 15 devotees who wanted to ask questions. So I jumped the waiting list. So he got me on. After the next question was answered by Girat Swami, then he got me on. So now, His Holiness Girat Swami is my initiating guru. Right? Of course, I was initiated before by another person. Reinitiated by Girat Swami, first, second, and sannyas initiation. So in the Zoom, I am telling the audience in front of Girat Swami, who's on the Zoom, "I disagree with you. How can you say you have good memory? Everyone's, what? He's a disciple, sannyas disciple at that, and he's disagreeing with his guru. Everyone's, okay, what's going on? Then I related this, that I was serving His Holiness Giriraj Swami near Laguna Beach. We were staying together, and then one evening, it was about 9-10 in the night, I fell asleep in the front room. I fell asleep in the front room. And His Holiness Giriraj Swami was in his own room and the door was closed. But when I fell asleep and when I woke up, it was 1 o'clock morning. I thought, oh, what do I do now? So I saw the light on in his room. So I went to the door. You know, tiptoed, went to the door and put my ears on the keyhole to find out what's happening inside. Because there's no window from the inside. Then I hear, you know, dictaphone? And His Holiness Giriraj Swami is dictating in his dictaphone and he's saying things. That's in this book. It's in this book. Click. You know, I'm hearing dictating in the dictaphone. 1 o'clock morning. So I thought, I can't do anything here. I may interrupt his, you know, dictating what is in this book. So I left and I took some rest for maybe 2 or 3 hours and I came back maybe 4 or 5 in the morning. And I was up there, got some rest at least. He opened the door. When he opened the door, because we serve personally, we see him otherwise also. He was with his gamsha. You know gamsha? See? And sweatshirt. That means when you take rest for that. He came out, opened the door. He said, oh? I said, I'm really sorry that I fell asleep. You may have seen me sleeping in this front room. He said, that's all right. You must be very tired. That's all right. Then I said something. I said, you didn't sleep last night? He smiled. He said, at 1 o'clock I left and so forth. Yeah. And he said, and what happened? I said, no, I heard you dictating this Prabhupada Leela. I heard you dictating. And he said, yes. It all just pours out from my heart. That's all. And I just said a few words. I said, yes, that is love. It is quite different from having a good memory. This book is an outpouring of his heart. It's not memory. So coming back to that Zoom, with Pune. So Revatipati came back on when I said that. And he said, yes, Maharaj, it is not like a memory chip in a computer. You know, it is pouring out from your heart. And there's so many comments. Was there? You know? So many comments. That it's true. So when Revatipati is asking Giriraj Swami, you know, Bhakti Bhir Bhagavat Swami said this, and you said it's your memory. What do you have to say? He said, Bhakti Bhir Bhagavat Swami is right. I agree. It's an outpouring of the heart. This is the book. Now, a little bit about this book, printing. This book was first printed in its first edition and was released in January 2021, last year. They had a nice inauguration for the book in the Juhu Temple. But only 1,500 copies was reserved for India. The rest, 8,500, went to the rest part of the world. Because it's printed by BBT, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, Australia. It's a deluxe edition, 40 photographs inside, 800 pages, dust cover, hardbound, glued, sewn and stitched. You cannot get a better deluxe edition than this. So it was retailing in the US and in England for £18 and the US for $25, which relates to us for about almost 2,000 rupees, right? Here. So when I came to India, September last year, I realized there's no copies here. So His Holiness Girard Swami and I, we reprinted another 10,000 copies and I reserved 7,000 copies for India with BBT Australia. Because they have the rights for publishing and the text rights as Girard Swami with BBT. So now it's with me in India. And I received this year in 2022 in January. And the paper price for printing all over the world went up by 40%, 40, in September, October last year, including India. Even a few months ago, the government of India didn't have paper to print exam papers for school children. That's how expensive paper is now. He's shaking his head. You know, in the printing game? Yes. So that means I paid more cost for the book in the reprint. And there's only 20,000 copies for the whole world in English. That's very little. Yeah. And when I got the book in January, from January till now, we have distributed over 2,500 copies in Delhi NCR alone. And another 500 copies was taken by ISKCON Juhu. So it's going. It is going. So I decided not to increase the retail price, although the cost is more. So we're retailing the retail price at half the retail price from the US and England. It costs almost 2,000 rupees retail. We're retailing it at how much? 1,000 rupees. We never increase it despite the increase of cost of the reprint. And we do it through the temples. The temples get a discount. They make some Lakshmi. Like we're doing it through the temple here. So whatever is distributed, they get some Lakshmi. You getting it? Are you okay with that so far? Yeah. So it's a good deal. Now, there are some devotees who cannot afford this book. So we're looking for the book to be sponsored from ISKCON Chaupati to others. So I'll let you know who they are. There's a senior devotee here who preaches well and who is overall responsible for the smooth running of 15 satellite centers that's connected to ISKCON Chaupati. And the 15 satellite centers are Kolhapur, Aurangabad, Bhushawal, Sangam Neha or something. Got it right? Ratnagiri, Chiplun. It says Madgaon, Mad, M-A-D. Maybe this book will make them bring some sanity there. And it's amazing. All the other ones has 22111 for that center because they speak local language more. But some of them speak English, we put it in the library there. But for Madgaon, he said 4 books, not 1 or 2. Maybe they need it more. How do you pronounce that? Oh, Madgaon. It's M-A-D-G-O-A-N, right? Okay. Then, Parbani Nanded. Huh? Sorry, you know, I'm a Malachi. I come from outside India, although I'm Indian origin. Then, Washim. They wash clothes there. Jai. We have to clean that place up too. Send the book there. Then Ahmedpur. Oh, that's like the Muslim place. Ahmedpur. Then Udgir. Jalna. Latur. Baramati. Oh, that's where my close associate used to go, Shivaram Prabhu, Baramati. Where is he? You know, Hare Krishna, you know. Where's Shivaram? Is he here? Yes. A very sweet singer and devotional singer. And the last one is Pen. You know, they write this somewhere. Pen. So these are the 16 satellite centers, and the total number of books, you know, this Madgaon gets 4. The other ones get 2, and the other ones get 1 each for their library. You know, these are like they speak the local language, maybe Maharashtrian language, but they don't. But some of them speak English, so we don't want to send many books. They just give them in the library. So those who read English, the young ones can read the book. So in total, for satellite centers, we need 21 books sponsored. Who'd like to help? You see, this is my begging plot, you know. History Dandi Bhikshu. You see, Bhikshu. Would like to help sponsor, not all 21, maybe 1, 2, 5, or 10 books for the satellite centers, and we can give it to Baladev Prabhu to gift it to them to put in the library. Prabhu, what's your name? Give him microphone. Don't say how many yet. Because we have to set a standard, you know. Prabhu, come. Tarun is writing it. My Chitra Gupta. Scriber. Be careful. We won't send you to Yamaraj. Don't worry. We'll take you out from there. What's your name again?
Madhavendra Puri.
Madhavendra Puri. Quite sweet, eh? Madhavendra Puri. Yeah. So, 21.
I can sponsor one.
One. Am I pleased? Am I looking pleased? One. Huh? Okay. Put his name down. Madhavendra Puri one. Let's chant for him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Do you have a personal copy also? You have. Okay, good. You know what the book is about. Thank you, Madhavendra Puri. Yeah, his hand is so straight, and it's like five, and you know, ten. Prabhu, give him microphone quickly. Don't let him change his mind. What's your good name?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. My name is Ramana Das.
Yamuna?
Ramana Das.
Ramana? It's connected. If I give you my garland, how many books? Ramana Prabhu, you know, we have 20 more. He only sponsored one. He did good, but he didn't set the standard. Ramana, how many books, Prabhu? You're going to sponsor for these satellite centers. You will give it to Baladev Prabhu.
I can sponsor rest of the 20 also. Thank you.
You can sponsor the rest of the books. 20 more books.
Yeah, I want to. Because I read the book almost halfway through.
Are you sponsoring 20 books?
Yeah.
How much?
It was so inspiring. Wait.
How much is that?
$20,000.
$20,000?
No, Rupees.
Thank you very much. Let's chant for Ramana Prabhu and get him come forward to take the garland. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Ramana Prabhu, please come. I promised, you know. I cannot break my promise, you know. Come. I'm not Krishna, I have to keep promise. Come, come, for you. You have his name down? You have his number down? You know where he stays? Thank you very much. All these devotees will be so happy. This is nice first class Vaishnava seva, you know, to serve the devotees. I just heard from Tarun Gauranga Prabhu that our Ramuna Prabhu, he regularly sponsors books. So this is natural for him. Natural, right? You're taking the microphone away? Okay. Next. Thank you. You need a chair? Make sure you give him 4 rasagullas too. Okay. The next is Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu. And Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu is in charge of bases, you know, base. Bhaktivedanta Academy for Culture and Education. Right? So the devotees who stay there, they may be students and they also may be working, but when they're working and staying there, their parents don't know that they're devotees, so they get in trouble sometimes, you know? Yeah. So there's 6 bases. Matunga, I got it right? Chembo, Kim. Got it right? Kim. K-E-M. K-N. Okay, sorry, excuse me for that. And Sakinaka. Right, got it right. That's a base there. And Andheri, that's easy. And Nava Mumbai, New Mumbai. So there's 6 bases. And he said that we should put 2 books each in the library there. So that's 12 books to serve these nice devotees, students and others who stay in the bases. So that's 12 books. For sponsoring, give him the microphone. His hand went up very quick. See, because he wants to serve the Vaishnavas quickly. Go. What's your good name?
Ajit.
He is unconquerable. Now, don't let anyone else conquer you. Because 12 books. How many books is sponsoring?
18.
He is more than unconquerable. Ramuna Prabhu, you set the standard. He still didn't conquer you. You have his name? You know him? How much Lakshmi is 18?
18,000.
He said it so easily. Okay, thank you very much. So we will forward the 12 books to Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu, and there's 6 more, right? 6 more coming. We will give 3 books to Nagpur temple. Where's the Nagpur devotee who's with us? Stand up. You asked for 1, but you're getting 3. Ajit is Prabhu, is that okay?
Anything okay?
Right down there, 3 to Nagpur. And and the other 3 will come to me. I will decide later. Fine?
Okay.
Somewhere here. Right? I will decide. Okay. Good. Let's chant for Ajit the Unconquerable. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then we come to two centers, which are not like satellite centers, but, you know, established centers that are connected to ISKCON Chaupati. And one is called Nigidi. Got it right?
Yeah.
Nigidi. And Vedanta Chaitanya Prabhu, are you here? Right. Oh, he's here. Stand up. Give your darshan to everyone. Come. This is Vedanta Chaitanya Prabhu. Give him the microphone, please. Oh, you want to still keep microphone? We can... Next coming. Give him. So Vedanta Chaitanya, you said you have several English-speaking brahmacharis who stay in Nigidi. And each need their own copy like they have in this temple. Right? So declare it boldly. Stand up. And you will never perish. This just declare it boldly to the audience how many copies you need for each of the brahmacharis in Nigidi. Declare it boldly.
Ten copies, ma'am.
I wrote 12.
No, so, ten.
Okay, you're making it clear. Yeah. 10 copies, ten. Right? Okay, who would like to, you know, would like to present to Vedanta Chaitanya Prabhu 10 of these books for 10 of the nice brahmacharis. Before I could even complete, he put his hand up. Give him the microphone, please. Everyone. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Microphone, please. He's got it. Can say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
What's your good name?
Umesh Chandra Das.
Umesh Chandra Das. Okay, Umesh Chandra Prabhu. Okay. So there's 10 books for Nigidi. How many books you'd like to sponsor? But I don't know if you're unconquerable too, I'm not sure. How many?
Yeah, if it is 20 years, I don't mind.
Ramana Prabhu, he's conquered you. Put 20. 10 we'll give to you, the other 10 you speak to me, huh? We'll work
Hare,
it out.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Let's chant for Umesh Chandra Prabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Okay. And then we go. Okay, we'll sort out the other 10 soon now. Now we come to Nasik. And the temple president of Nasik is with us. His name is Krishna Dan. Appropriate, you have to give him Dan. Where's Krishna Dan, Prabhu? Hare Krishna, temple president of Nasik. Can you declare it boldly? You don't need microphone. Shout, you know. How many books you need for the brahmacharis there? Then why you told me 20? Okay, 15. So Umesh Chandra Prabhu, he needs 15. Can we give 10 of yours to him also? You got 10. Now 5 more to be sponsored for Nasik Temple. Who would like to help us? What's your name again? Microphone, please. I mean, more than 5 is okay also. How many books you'd like to sponsor? Prabhu, you ask, you're sending message to Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
How many, what's your name?
Devashish.
Devashish. Prabhu. Okay, how many books you'd like to sponsor for the Nasik temple and the president is here?
5.
Let's chant for Devashish. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, we're doing good. Srila Prabhupada's nice Lila Katha is going to go all over. And then we come to some brahmacharis here in the Brahmachari ashram, and those names were given to me, but they wanted a book, but they couldn't get a book. Some of the other Brahmacharis got. And these Brahmacharis will stay here, right here in Chopati temple. Their names are Manohar Prabhu. Where are you? Okay, he needs a book. Dina Gauranga Prabhu. Okay, he's somewhere, right? Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu. He needs a book. Vraj Mohan, Shri Krishna Prabhu, and then one for the library. So there's 6 books, 5 books for the Brahmacharis who couldn't get a copy here, and one for their library here. Who would like to sponsor the 6 books for the Brahmachari Ashram? Oh, the hand is up in the back. Please give microphone there, please. Microphone to the back. While it goes, everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What's your good name?
Hare Krishna.
He's from Gopal.
Hare Krishna.
Ram Gopal Prabhu.
Shyam Gopal Das.
Sorry, I didn't reinitiate you. Shyam Gopal Prabhu. So we need 6 books for the local temple here, for the Brahmacharis, and one for the ashram, one for the library, in the ashram, library, whatever the library is. So how many would you like to sponsor?
10 months.
Kijai. Extra, 4 extra, right? Let's chant for Shyam Gopal Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ma Rama Hare Hare. So that's 4 books. You can discuss with Shyam Gopal, who do you want to gift it to. Okay? We are done with the sponsorship program. That was very nice. I told you I'll get 108% success. Right? Okay. Now, if you need a personal copy, it's available. Even now, today. So you have to see Tarun Gauranga Prabhu. If you need a personal copy, it's available. You know, you want... How many of you like a personal copy? See this? Hands up. You have to take this because I have to get more stock for this month. Raise your hand, personal copies. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Can you come here? Ajita? He's sponsored, you know? 18 copies. So we're gifting him a personal copy. This is a gift. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Now, Isham, Gopal Prabhu, do you have a personal copy? And Umesh, you have? Come, please. Those who sponsored should get a personal copy as a gift, you know. You noting that now? For Umesh? Umesh Chandra. Umesh Chandra Prabhu, let's chant for him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think someone sponsored one, but they have their own personal copy. What's the first one? Who else sponsored? Name? Huh? Ramona, you have your personal copy. Thank you very much. So those who sponsored several copies, if you don't have your personal copy, we'll give you as a gift right now. Okay. Now raise your hands if you're purchasing or buying a personal copy today. Raise your hand again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So another 10 copies will go. You've got to take it right after this program because it's going, because we're sponsoring it and pushing the books out. So, okay, so you see, if you need your personal copy, you see stand up, get his darshan, Tarun Gauranga. Prabhu, you can come and get your personal copy. So, it's time for Mahaprasadi Govinde Sariravi. Na? Prasad is ready. So, Prabhu, where's the Rasagulla, Prabhu? Make sure, huh? Okay. You give him, eh?
Yeah.
We won't ask who's sponsoring those 60 Rasagullas. That's a gift from the temple's side. No, you give it to them right here, get their names, and then we can sort out the other books. It's all sponsored. We're running out of stock now. Stock is definitely running out of stock. Right? Okay. All right. One Mataji is chanted the verse earlier today. There. What's her good name? What's her name? Nagna Chetty. Nagna Chetty Devidas. Give her the microphone, please. You nervous, Mataji? Are you nervous, yes or no? Nervous means natural and normal. If you said you're not nervous, I'll get scared. Okay, Mataji, just to conclude our nice presentation today, can you give us some words of wisdom? Inspire us. She's like senior in age. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It's all right, just speak from the heart. Even if it's... Don't be too thoughtful about it. That's like, you know, do I have to impress them? No, just speak, flow, let it flow. Give us some words of wisdom.
It was just amazing and out of this world. I'm really blessed to be here on the... Hare Krishna.
We are also blessed to be in your kind and nice association. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Do you have this book?
I would love to.
You have this book?
No, I don't have.
You should gift. Ramana, Prabhu, can you gift ma? You don't have to come. You're senior and elder. So let's gift her the book. Go ahead. Let's chant for Ramana to gift her the book. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Because we have some gifts that are left over. How many more? Two more. One devotee, I think Shyam Gopal gave more than what was necessary. How many more? Yeah? One more. Yeah. So, we can give one more gift to somebody. You want a gift. You don't have the book. But you sponsored, right? How many books? Five, right? Please come and take a gift. He sponsored five books. He doesn't have the book. Please come. So let's chant for Devashish. He sponsored five books, but he doesn't have his own copy. Let's chant for him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare. So we thank you all for your kindness upon me. And tolerating me. And hopefully we may meet again and you can continue tolerating me. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindiki. ISKCON Chaupati Yatra Ki. Breakfast, no, lunch now. Bhagavat Prasadam Ki. Natai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, let us express our heartfelt gratitude to His Holiness Bhaktivrat Bhagavat Swami Maharaj for this wonderful, wonderful Krishna conscious nectar and also this wonderful experience here, that how such a wonderful book of His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj about this Juhu story, which is like Mahabharat, the nectar of Mahabharat in the wonderful wisdom filled with so many Krishna conscious lessons for us, has been bestowed to us by Maharaj here. So let's take the full advantage of taking from Tarun Gaurangpu. Tarun Gaurangpu is here. Any of us want, you can contact Tarun Gaurangpu for their personal copies. And let's express our gratitude to Maharaj by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! His Holiness Bhakti Vrat Bhagavat Swami Maharaj ki!
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Krishna.